Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Another hot day in Gauteng and over parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Isolated showers and thundershowers can be expected over parts of Mpumalanga and the western and central parts of the northwest from late afternoon. No rain forecast for Gauteng or Limpopo. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 31, Joburg and Mpumalanga 29, eMalahleni 27, Polokwane up to 30 degrees.
In Germiston on the N3 northbound, there's queuing traffic towards the M2 Geldenhuys interchange.
Ekurhuleni Metro Police say officials are on the scene on the R21 North, where a dead buffalo is lying in the left lane, and that's just after the Olifantsfontein off-ramp. EMPD says the cameras in that area don't work, so it's not clear exactly what happened and how the dead buffalo ended up on the highway. And President Donald Trump announced that America will soon place tariffs on foreign-made semiconductor chips, pharmaceuticals and metals such as steel. Speaking at a Republican congressional retreat in Miami, Trump said the levies could take place in the very near future. Tariffs are a key part of Trump's economic agenda, while economists warn that tariffs could weigh on growth and add to inflation, as they are generally paid by importers bringing products into America. I'm Khadija D'Souza. Back with more news at 8.
Well, two-time World Cup winner Dwayne Vermeil and former Lions boss Johan Ackermann have added their experience and know-how to the SA Under-20 camp in Stellenbosch. Junior Springbok head coach Kevin Foot was yesterday assisted by Ackermann and Vermeil, who form part of SA Rugby's Moby unit, as well as veteran Stormers Brock Harris. Staying with rugby, scrum off Alex Mitchell has been recalled by England head coach Steve Borthwick and is set to feature in the Six Nations opener against Ireland on Saturday. Warren Gatland, meanwhile, has called up uncapped Ospreys tight head prop Ben Warren into his Six Nations squad. The 24-year-old has been added to the squad after Wilgriff John failed a head injury assessment playing for the Sale Sharks on Sunday. It means John will miss at least the first game of the championship against France in Paris, and that's on Friday night, but will remain a part of the wider squad. The Soweto Giants will once again split the country in two as they renew their fierce rivalry. The stands set to be packed to capacity at the FNB Stadium, as the rivalry between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates reignites this coming Saturday. Kickoff is at 3:30, and South Africa will face Egypt, while Nigeria will tackle Tunisia after the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations group stage draw was made in Rabat yesterday. Hosts Morocco face Giant Killers Comores in the opening match of the tournament, which is set for the 21st of December. Title holders Ivory Coast will face five-time winners Cameroon, and South Africa will also take on Angola and Zimbabwe in Group B. I'm Colin Chinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.